fact that Jesus is coming. And so there's also a problem of, Andy, you said, you were talking about dehydration. You'd go out and you'd shovel or you'd do something and you'd be all sore. And God said, you're dehydrated. So Christians are in need and in lack and in stress because they're not alerted, but they're also dehydrated. And you are referring to end times. And the scripture, one of the classic passages on end times is Matthew 24. And in Matthew 24, it tells about a lot of things that the Lord says to look for that are going to be happening. But in my studies of this chapter, and maybe I've shared this at the church before, but there's different things Jesus said we can do. First, he says, be not deceived, be not troubled, endure, be ready, learn and know, be alert. And the last thing he said in that chapter was, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. What are we doing? Are we doing our job? We're supposed to be doing our job till the last breath we take. Roger's dad is 88 years old. He's still doing his job. It's different than what his job was 40 years ago. So how are we going to, okay, we know we're supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be alert. I'm supposed to endure. I'm supposed to be in my place doing my job. What's going to give us what we need to do that job? And again, going back to that living water in John 7. Right before the verse that says, out of your belly or out of your innermost being will come rivers of living water, what does Jesus say? If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So how's that water going to come out of you if you're not drinking, if you're not coming to him and drinking? Let him come to me and drink. So people are dehydrated. Christians are spiritually dehydrated. Why am I under stress? Why can't I deal with this? Why has this become such a problem that we can't get rid of? Why this and why that? It's because we're dehydrated. That's the main thing. You're doing some good things. You're doing some right things, but you're dehydrated. Going out and shoveling is something that a full-grown man ought to be able to do. But he was having a problem because he's dehydrated. Christians are dehydrated. And then he says, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Have you ever noticed that when a river really gets full, when flooding occurs, that really nothing stops the flood? You can have a building that looks solid. When the river rises and the flood comes, it blows it out of the way. Nothing's going to stop a river, okay? Dams that men have built have broken because there's so much water, there's so much force. And we want that living water, that living force flowing out of our belly, because a sickness isn't going to stand. You know, you can have a big old oak tree that's been there for 250 years, but if the river gets big enough and it's flowing heavy enough, it'll wash it downstream like a toothpick. We need that living water flowing out of our belly to deal with the obstructions and the challenges that face us, that look so big and so immovable, because that living water will move those obstacles, because it's God. It's not us. But let's be drinking.